Okay, Rabbi Sai, today's daf is daf Ches, and we're holding Zion Amud Beis. It's a new Perek, new Mishnah, Zok the Mishnah. Although it's a new Mishnah, we've already learned this halacha earlier on in our Masechta, and that is, although there was only once a year that there was Mashmi'in al Eshkolin, and that was like we began our Masechta, Bi'echad Ba'odr Mashmi'in al Eshkolin, which means that once a year they were machris, they announced, Rabbi Yisrael, you have to go and donate your machtsa shekel. And the reason why they did it in Chodesh Adar is because we have a posik, Zois Oilas Chodesh B'chodshe L'chodshe Hashana, that when the new year begins, and new year begins for these purposes at Rish Chodesh Nisan, not Rish Chodesh Tishrei, that all of the communal sacrifices, that's all the Kabbonis Tzibur, have to come from the Matzah Shekels that were donated by Klal Yisrael. So, the initial donations started trickling in already in Adar, and they were placed in a Lishka, in a special office in the Beis HaMikdash. Three times a year, the Gizborim went into that Lishka, and they took out funds, took out the Shkolim, and they filled up three kupois, as we will see in Mi'at Hashem on the next Mishnah on Ches Amud Aleph. And when they took those machtes shekels and they filled up the kupois, there was tons of shkolim left. It was only a portion that they put into those kupois. And that's why we became known as the Trumas HaLishka, that a tithe was taken from the Lishka, and this was done three times a year. When the three times a year? The Prois of Pesach, as we'll see in the Gemara, the word Prois means like pras. Pras means half. Halfway before Pesach, halfway of what? So we know there's a famous halach of She'al and V'dorshin, Behilchos Pesach, L'mnei Pesach, Shloishim Yoim. So half of 30 is 15. So 15 days before Pesach, that's when they did the Trumas HaLishka. Again, B'Proyis Ha'atzer is 15 days before Shavuos, B'Proyis Ha'chag 15 days before Sukkos. The reason why they did it always right before the three Yom Tovim, we already had back on Beis Amud Beis in the Gemara, that was to make a Pumbi Bedover, to go and publicize and demonstrate to all the Oile Regalim that Rabbi Yisai, all the monies that you gave, we can account for. It was done with honesty and integrity. And as you can see, we're taking out these monies now that you donated, and we're putting them into the kupois, and we're going to use them to go and buy new kabbonis each time. So they did this three times a year, 15 days before Pesach, 15 days before Shavuos, and 15 days before Chag. V'heim, and at the same time, these three dates on the calendar are also Geronoi Shel Ma'ase Behema. Geronoi Shel Ma'ase Behema means that min ha-Torah, you can go and give Ma'ase Behema at any time. Meaning, if a person had 10 new animals that were born to his flock, what's the din? We are on Zayin Amud Beis. We just started the Mishnah. We're in the third line of the Mishnah. Anytime that you have 10 new behemoths growing into your flock, you can go and give Ma'ase Behema. You don't have to go and wait for any particular period. However, the Chacham instituted that three times a year one should go and be Mafrish the Ma'ase Behema. Again, Prois HaPesach, Prois HaTzeres, Prois HaChag. Now what happens until the time that you are mafresh Ma'ase Behema? Now how do you do hafroshes Ma'ase Behema? It's not like hafroshes trumas and maestris. Ma'ase Behema is you have all the 10 animals lined up. And when the 10th one passes through, you go and paint it with a red dye of sorts on its back. And that, everybody knows now, that is the Ma'ase Behema. Okay. When did they do that? Now, what's the importance of all this? As we'll see, Mitchum, when we get into the Gemara, Ma'ase Behema is different than regular Trumas and Ma'asos. When you have regular Tvua, or new Peiros that grew, you're not allowed to go and eat from the Peiros or from the Tvua until you give Trumas and Ma'asos. Ma'ase Behema is different. Even though you had 10, or 100, or 1,000 new animals that were bred into your flock during the year, you can go and shecht as many as you want, you can go and sell as many as you want, and you do not have to give Ma'ase Behema until you're ready to give the Maisa Behema. So there's no din of Tevel min HaTorah about animals that were bred to your flock. However, the Chacham instituted Midrabanan that three times a year, once Prosa Pesach, for instance, hits, from this point on, you're no longer allowed to go and eat or shecht or sell any of the new animals that were born, but you have to go and be mafrish your maiser behema by designating the 10th one, Asiri Yeh Kodesh. And the same thing is with Prosa Atzeres and with Prosa Chag. We'll see in the Gemara shortly why. Anyway, this is Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Ben Azi Oyme be Esav Tisha Ba'adar, Ubi Echad Besivan, Ubi Esav Tisha Ba'av. So Ben Azai's first date on the calendar, Esav Tisha, is very similar to Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva said 15 days before Pesach. Now, when's 15 days before Pesach? We know that Pesach starts on the 15th. So if you go back 14 days in Nisan, add one more day into Chodesh Adar, that's the 29th day of Adar. So it would seem that Rabbi Kivan ben Azi are saying the same thing about the Prois HaPesach. However, it's not that simple, because the Tosis Yontif on the Mishnah says, based on the Rambam, that in fact we include the first day of Pesach in the 15 days, and therefore the first of the 15 days is not Chof Tes Adar, it's really Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And in fact, we'll see in another two lines that that's what Rabbi Elazar of Shimon also say, be Echad Benisan. So, but other Mefarshim Taka say, according to Rabbi Kiva, that it's Chof Tes Adar. So this is a machlokes whether Rabbi Kiva agrees with Ben Azai as to Prois HaPesach, whether that means 29th day of Adar, or whether it means the first day of Nisan, as Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon are going to say in another line. Ube'echa b'sivan. Now clearly, Ben Azai is arguing on the 2 weeks before Atzeres. As we know, Shavuos is typically 6th, 7th day of Sivan. So 2 weeks before that is Lamed Hei Lu Oimer, 2 days after Lag Boimer. And that's, you know, about a week before Echad B'Sivan. Why does Ben Azai say Be'echad B'Sivan as opposed to 2 weeks before Shavuos? We'll see Me'etchim in the Gemara shortly. U'b'yasa V'tisha B'Av, and the 29th day of Av. Now, that's clearly different than Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva is saying with Prois HaChag. Chag, as we know, Sukkis is always the 15th of Tishrei. So if you're going back 15 days, that means either is Chodesh Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah, or it means Chof Tes Elul, which is the day before. How do we get to Chof Tes Av? We'll see him Yetchem in the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Oimrim, Be'echa B'Nisan, again, that could be like Rabbi Kiva, or could be they're arguing, because we don't know whether Rabbi Kiva really means Rosh Chodesh Nisan or Chof Tes. Be'echad B'Sivan, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon hold like Ben Azai, first day of Sivan. And Chof Tes Be'elul, Chof Tes Be'elul, that's 15 days before Sukkot. Now there seems to be a little bit of an inconsistency, because if you count the first day of Yontiv as part of the 15, and that's how we get to Echad B'Nisan, so the same thing should apply to Sukkot. The 15th day of Tishrei is Sukkot, so go back 15 days, it should be Rish Chodesh. In other words, on Rosh Hashanah. Elamai, you're telling me, no, we don't include the first day, then why do they say by Pesach, we go to Rish Chodesh Nisan, why don't they go to Chof Tes Adar? And in fact, that's what the Mishnah itself asks. V'loma amru b'chof tes be'el, v'loy amru b'echad b'tishrei, just like he said, b'echad b'nisan. Mneishu Yontif, Siddach Yontif, Rosh Hashanah is Yontif. V'yef shle aser b'yontif, and you can't go and give maisus on Yontif. That's why we had to do it one day earlier. Why can't you give maiser b'yontif? Our Mishnah doesn't tell us. However, if you go to the end of Masechtas Bechoyrois, Bechoyrois talks about Bechor, and the end of Bechoyrois talks about Maaser Behema. There it says in the Gemara, you can't go and give Maaser, because since to identify the 10th carbon, you have to go and paint it with Sikra. That's a form of writing, which is one of the Lamates Malachais, and therefore it's Aser Be'yontif. So you're all thinking, what? Why don't we just say the simple reason, because of Gezeira Mishum Tikkun Mana. You're now being misaken by giving the Maaser. So Tosis asks his Kasha Masechtas Chagig on Daf Ches, and Tosis says because there's a major difference between... I'm sorry?
You're not being Metakin Tevel.
Why not being Metakin Tevel?
Because you said a few minutes ago, because it's behemoth, it's not they're not tomorrow, it's not.
Beautiful. So the answer that you're giving is the teretz of Toisis on Daf Ches and Chagiga. By all other trumas and maizus, if you do it on Shabbos or on Yontif, you're being metaken. Until now you couldn't eat it, now you can eat it. However, by Masa Behema, you could eat it until now. The Chachamim said, after these deadlines, can't eat anymore. Now it has a din of Tevel Midrabon. But Minatoira, there's no problem. Since there's no problem in Minatoira, if you were to go and give it the Masa Behema on Rish Chodesh Tishrei, in other words, on Rosh Hashanah, no problem of taking money, because you until now you're allowed to eat it and continue eating it midrabban, only midatoyra. Midrabban you can't, but midatoyra you can. So therefore there's no taking mana, but there is the problem of the sikra on the back of the animal. Good. Zokti my omre b'vot. We start off the Mishnah, beprois, beprois, beprois. One means prois, kol, hein de taninon, pras. The word prois means pras. Pras means half. That's why we always talk about eating something, b'chtei achilas pras. That pras means half of a kikar, a half of a loaf. So here too, pras means prois half of the time of 30 days, only 15 days. Okay, palga. Palga de lamed yoim, koidim lamoyed, shedorshin bil choysav, half of the 30 days that we darshin, shalom bedorshin, the din of chagamatzoi, so half of 30 is 15. That's how we get 15, 15, 15. This part, by the way, as an aside, there's a big machloikis between the Bes Yosef and the Bach, and later Poskim and Meforshim, as to whether din of She'alim V'Dorshin is only a din in Hilchos Pesach, whether it also applies to Atzeres and to Sukkos. So many of the Meforshim say, Pesach, you need the 30 days because there's just so many halachas. Similarly, Sukkos, I can hear that there's a din of She'alim V'Dorshin because there are a lot of halachas that involve the Sukkah and the Arba Minim. The question is, what about Shavuos? Shavuos l'chayr, there are no special dinim before Shavuos. So therefore, some try to bring a raya that the din of She'alim V'Dorshin is only a dinim. And if you look it up in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, when he begins talking about Hilchos Pesach, the first siman talks about She'alim V'Dorshin beHilchos HaPesach Shloshim Yoim Koinim L'chad. You do not have that halacha either in the Gemara or in Shulchan Aruch, Befeirush Legabe, Sukkos and Shavuos. So some want to say that it applies across the board. Yes, we focus on matzahs, but the same thing applies to Sukkos and to Shavuos. But some bring a raya for the fact that Shavuos lach nishda ka special mitzvahs. So now there's a machloikis. Some say, okay, so Shavuos you'll darshan for 30 days about Hilchas Yontif. Generic rules that apply to Yontif, like Bishul on Yontif, making Erev Tavshilin, whether what things which are mukta, when you're allowed to carry, all different types of lachas that involve Yontif generically and not specific to Shavuos. Others say that there is a specific halacha that applies to Shavuos. And what is that? That you bring the Shtei Alechem. So you have to darshan. Who brings the Shtei Alechem? How do you bring the Shtei Alechem? Etc. Okay, anyway. So, L'choyra have a shtickle raya from this Gemara that the din of She'al and the Darshan applies to all three. Of course, we're saying it's the price of Lamed Yoyim, Koyin Lamayit, Shadarshan, Milchoyisav. L'choyra raya, all three. Price. On the other hand, L'choyra, you can go and be Doicha the raya and say, no, it's really only talking about Pesach is the Iker She'al and the Darshan. The other two, we're just kind of borrowing the language when we say that it's Koidim Lemoich Doshim Ilchoysev. The real reason that we say the price half the 15, that's Taka Legabe Matzis, Legabe Pesach. Once we're talking about Pesach, we're talking about price, and so we just borrow the same Lashon 2 weeks before Shavuos and 2 weeks before Sukkos, but not because of Shalom Vedorshin, just we use the Chacham, use the same 15 days each time. But the Mishnah continues in Gronois that this is not only the times for the Truma Salishka, this is all the time of the Masa Behema. What's the reason why the Chacham instituted 3 times a year that from that point on you better give the Masa Behema or you can no longer eat from the new animals or even sell the new animals? It's very simple. The breeding season is such that animals typically are born shortly before these 3 time periods. So therefore it's appropriate that we coordinate the breeding season and the breeding is the birth of these new animals together with the times that Chazal set and established for purposes of giving the Masa Behema. That is designated the Masa Behema. That's one reason. Rebach Reb Tanchem Bar Chia B'Shem Reb Shulman Levi Kedesh Tehei Habek Shetia Habehema Metzuya LaOyle Regalim. Oh, we want that there should be a lot of behemoths available for Oyle Regalim. What does all of that mean? When it comes Yom Tov, as we know, there's a major demand for animals. All of Klal Yisrael has to bring Oyle Yisra'iyah. All of Klal Yisrael have to bring Shalmei Chagiga. If they don't have enough meat, they have to bring Shalmei Simcha. And many people, when they're Oyle regular, they bring their Kar Mechatas or Oshem if Chas HaShem did a Chet B'Shogeg. And if they were Noder or Nodev throughout the year, Olos and Shlomim, this is the perfect time to bring it. So, everybody's bringing their animals, and animals, of course, cost money. We want to assure that there is a plentiful supply. So the Chumim said, you know what? We know that human nature is that people only go and start worrying about giving meiser when we give them a deadline. Lehavdil, like tax returns. People are only concerned about paying estimated taxes or paying the taxes and filing tax returns at the final moment. Very few people prepare the tax returns on January 1st. Almost everybody start thinking about it about April 10th. Okay, so the same thing over here. People are going to start thinking about the Masa Behema at the time of the three deadlines. So let's take the price of Pesach, for instance. Yes, until now you were able to go and eat Min HaTorah, any animals. Any Midrabanan, you can eat any animals until price of Pesach. Once price of Pesach hits, from this point on, you're not allowed to eat any animals until you give Masa Behema. Oy! But this is the time now that people need their animals because I need my animals to be brought for the Beis HaMikdash and to sell it to others. Ah, by instituting that price of Pesach, people now have to give meiser. And you can't use your animals anymore. You can't shech them. You cannot sell them. Oh, so people are now going to give Maser Behema, and from this point on, you will be able to go and shech them and sell them. Perfect, because there's so many purchasers online that want to go and buy those animals. So they specially make... I hear a lot of background noise, so please put yourselves on mute. Rabbi, I get moyed. Good to see you, Shalom Aleichem. So we're talking about now Hilchos. We're in the Daf Zayin Amud Beis. We just finished the Mishnah. We're three lines from the bottom of the Amud. And the Gemara is telling us that the reason why the Chacham instituted the Din of Masa Behema three times before the Yom Tovim, one of the reasons is so that there should be many animals available, the Oile Regal. As a result of giving the Masa Behema 2 weeks before Pesach, now you free up all the animals to be sold and to be geshochten. There are plenty of customers for it. This is the ideal time to make the goyden for Masa Behema, so people can go and get their behemas. And the third reason is Umar Budan Shalay Yovili Day Balti Acher. The halacha Balti Acher applies across the board to all kabbonis. It says in the pasuk, Ishkiina Nedel Hashem Loisa Acher Lishalmoi. If a person makes a neder to bring a carbon, don't be ma'acher, bring it in a timely fashion. Ah, so what happens after a person, in fact, goes and designates his 10th animal as Masa Behema, Asiriya Kodesh? He better bring it quickly, because if you are going to dilly-dally, and you're going to go beyond the zman of Masa Behema of the Baal Ta'acher. What's the zman of Baal Ta'acher? Mechem will see Mesechus Rosh Hashanah. It's a five-way machloikis. We generally paskin that the loch is after three Yom Tovim. So, we want to make sure that people won't be ma'acher. Go and do the Masa Behema right before Yom Tov, 2 weeks before. Bring up your Masa Behema to Yerushalayim and you won't be over on Baal Te'acher. Amr B'Yoyse, kol ha-Mishah tivloi over Baal Te'acher. Whoever is Mishah is Tevel, meaning that he went and... Now, we're not talking about Tevel Midyaraisa, we're talking about Tevel Midrabbanon, because there is no such thing as Tevel Midyaraisa Mimasa Behema, like we said a few moments ago. Shoin? So the Chum instituted that if you are not going to go and be Mafrish Midrabbanon, your Master Behema, on these three times, then you're going to be over and eventually you're not going to go and bring your animal three regolim later, midrabanan, you're going to be over on Baal Ti'acher. If you take a quick look at the Korban Ho'eda, it's the last word here, last four words on the Omid Beis. The Korban Ho'eda is on the right-hand margin. See, it says, Kol HaMeshah Tivloi Oiver, and now we're going to be over to Ches Amid Aleph, top line, Karbana Eda, top line, all the way to the top. Mefarish. To Oival Bal Te'acher, Hainu, Lefishu Mishah Tivloi. If you're going to hold off on being Mafrish, your tenth animal, and designating it as your Masa Behema, Timiad Bepirkei Leida Chayv La'aser. On these three occasions, you got to go and give the Masa Behema. Even though before then there was no Isser whatsoever, there's no Tevel. So if he has now more than 10, since it now becomes Tevel Midrabanon, therefore if you're not going to be Mafrish, your Master Behema, and you're going to wait and wait and wait, you're going to be over on the Baal Te'acher Midrabana. And then the Karban Eda brings the second shot, which he himself does not favor. Okay, so we thought the Gemara top of Ches Amar Aleph.
If it's not Tevel, and you're taking this, let's say you take a little shepshel that was just born, it has to go Tafas to shave it. It's not going to be able to Tafas to shave it because you already shafted it. Well, how do you make up for the fact that you withdrew one early?
Since Masa Behema Min HaTorah, there is no time limitation, and since there is no Tevel Isur, you can go and eat up as many as you want. Worst comes to worst, if at the end you've eaten or you've sold all your animals without giving Masa Behema, you will have not been Makayim a Mitzis Asay to go and be Ma'aser your animals. But you have not been over any Los Asay in eating something improper. So Avada, do the Mitzvah, be Makayim the Mitzvah. But if you didn't, there's no patch. You just were not mekayim this mitzvah asay, but there's no din of tevel of eating something improper min HaTorah.
So with the Rabbanim were talking that you shouldn't do that, or they just said that when it comes to these times, that's when you have to do it. But beforehand, it stays as the deraisa law that you can take and eat whatever you want.
The Chum did not mandate that you have to give Meiser at any one of these three periods. But what they did mandate is that after three periods, if you do not, I mean each one respectively, if you do not go and be mafresh your tenth animal, none of the animals that were born that should be over tachas ha-shavet are now edible. They are all tevel, just like new tvua and new peiros. Don't even think of eating them, because if you eat them, it's as if you're eating tevel midraban.
Okay, but before that, you're good.
You're good, you can eat as long as you make a proper shechita and a proper bracha and malicha and all the rest, you can eat them without any difficulty. Now that's all in terms of the tevel. Now besides that, there's a separate halacha which is min ha-toira, and that is that you cannot be mafrish min ha-chodesh al ha-yoshan or min ha-yoshan al ha-chodesh. It means from one year to the next. So if you have five animals that were born year one and five animals born year two, we'll soon see when year one ends and year two begins. They are not mitztarif. It's got to be 10 animals in the same year. And the same thing is if you have 10 animals born in year one and 10 animals born in year two, you cannot give two animals from the second 10 from the second year on the animals of the first year, or from the first year on the second year. Each one of them, that's just the same din, just like by Peiros and Tvua. You can't give from one year on the other. And they're not mitzvah. So in Talmud Tanina, we learned at the beginning of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, on the very first Daf, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, it says in the Mishnah, Bi'echad Bi'elul Rosh Hashanah L'Masa Behema. It doesn't say on Daf Beis Remeir Oimer, that's a Gemara later on in Daf Zayin in Rosh Hashanah that says, based on a Braisa, that it's Remeir who's the author, or he's the proponent of the Halacha Bi'echad Bi'elul Rosh Hashanah L'Masa Behema. Reb Lazar Shimon Oimrim Bi'echad B'Tishrei, the first day of Tishrei, that's the new year for Maser Behema. Amachlokes. Penazi Oimer Hu'eluliyim Mis'asrin B'fnei Atzman. Those that are born in the month of Elul, they have their own separate period of Maser. Why would we say that? We'll see in another couple of minutes. And the Gemara first explains Reb Meir, then Reb Lazar Shimon, and then we're going to come back to Ben Asai. So Omer Reb Huna. Time in the Rameir, Ad kan hein mismatzois, leileid min ha-yishanois, mikan ve'eloch hein maschilois, leileid min ha-chadoshes. What does that mean? The mating season and the breeding season of animals is always either pre-Rosh Chodesh Nisan or post Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Apparently that's the favorable time. Yes, it starts getting warm, and therefore animals start going out, and they start shiduchim, and the males and the females mate, and the females become pregnant. So those that become pregnant pre-Chodesh Nisan, they continue ad kan hein mismatzois leled. They will give birth before the first day in Elul. In other words, let's give an example. Let's assume that the animal made it Purim time, which is Tesvav Adar, and became pregnant, Tesvav Adar. Okay, so now let's, the gestation period for Behemoth Dakois is 5 months. So if we go 5 months after Chamisha Osar the Adar, so we'll have the 15th day of Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av. Oh, so the animal will be born 5 months later, and Chamisha Asar be Av. Or for that matter, if it wasn't the 15th day of Adar, it was the 25th day of Adar, then the new animal will be born 25th day of Av. Therefore, it's right before Elul, and Elul, that is the new year. So those that breeded and mated in the breeding season early, pre-Nisan, the babies will be born before Elul. However, mikan ve'elich, those that are slow or delayed, it was hard for them to get shiduchim, they couldn't get the resumes out quickly enough, they only got mated post Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Hey, maschilis leile min hachadoshes. Oh, that's already from the chadoshes, meaning that those are the ones that are born after Chodesh Elul, so that's a brand new year. And the Mephoshim explained that the Pshat and the Meir is, that the Meir is not looking to Rosh Chodesh Elul as being the new year, but really he's looking at Rosh Chodesh Nisan as being the new year. And he's focusing on whether the animal started its gestation period, its pregnancy, pre-Rosh Chodesh Nisan or post-Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Obviously you cannot easily tell whether an animal is pregnant before or after. Oh, but you can tell when the animal gave birth. So that's why Rameyah says we will establish the date as Echad Be'elul, even though really in concept it's really Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's Rameyah. It's true. And the Mefarshim talk about what do you do about Behemoth Gases where it's a 9 month gestation period. True. Our Gemara doesn't go into that, it only goes into the Behemoth Dakas. But the Mefarshim asked that question. Continuing the Gemara, Rabbi Yoisa Barav Bun, B'Shem Rav Huna, Taimid Rav Lozer Rav Shimon. Remember, Rav Lozer Rav Shimon said Be'echad B'Tishrei, because they have a pasuk in Tilm. Lov Shikar Matzoin. Let's see here in the Torah Arach Sholem. Lov Shikar Matzoin, V'amokim Yad Fumbar, Yisroyu Af Yoshiru. Poshim Chathis is talking about a farmer and or someone who is breeding sheep, for instance. So he's saying, Lov Shikar Matzoin. The Tzoin go and put on a cloak, a levush, clothing that make them look nice and fat and whole. Vamokim and the valleys, yadfu bar, they, yadfu smulashal his atef, they become like this atef atzitzis, so they now become enclosed with bar. We know from Yosef, he saw lishbar bar bimitzroy. So bar means tvur. Yisroyayu, when this happens, Yisroyayu, people will now make a lot of noise, commotion, they'll be so happy. After Yeshiru, and they will start singing Shira. In other words, people will be very happy when Baruch Hashem, all their efforts have paid off with Siyata Deshmaya, and the Tzoyin has fattened up, and that's why, how are they fattened up? By becoming pregnant, and the Amokim and the valleys have fattened up by being full of new Tzvua. Everybody will Shira Yeshiru, they'll be singing. However, the Gemara darshans this a little bit differently. Back to our Gemara. Lav Shikarim HaTzoyin, Elu HaBechirois. This is talking about those that are born early. Which ones are the ones born early? Just like Remeir said, that they mate prior to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and therefore they give birth prior to Chodesh El. V'amokim yadfu bar, the word yadfu is not from Lashon Lis'atev, but like we find by Lovan and Yaakov, v'eswa atufim l'lovan. Atufim l'lovan, Rashi explains, means the afilois. Those are the late ones that are born late. These are the late ones. These late comers are the ones that conceived post Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and they were born in Chodesh El. Yisro'ahu, instead of making noise, the Lashon Trua, making noise, comes from the Lashon Reus. Reus means the Hava Ach V'Shalom V'Reus. They all become friendly, meaning both the pre-Elul borns and the post-Elul borns, they all become friendly. Af Yeshiro, instead of Yeshiro, Lashon Shira, a Lashon of giving Meiser. Therefore, what the Pasuk is telling us is, Eilu ve'Eilu, both those that were born pre-Rish Chodesh Elul, and those that were born post-Chodesh Elul, don't say like Rameir that these are two separate years, but they all become Reyim, friends, Lihis Aser, Nechnosim, Ledir Lihis Aser, to go and give Meiser from both of them. Now, how could that be? Because the Pasuk is telling us that the Rosh Hashanah, in fact, is not Rish Chodesh Elul, it's Rish Chodesh Tishrei. Omer ben Azek, Hoy li Eilu Oymen Kach, Ve'Eilu Oymen Kach, since we have a machlok between a mayor and a blood Reb Shimon, what should we do? You are Liluli and Mesasr Bifnei Atzman. All those that were born in Chodesh Elul, they should have their own Meiser on their own. Why? So the Gemara tells us very simply, okay, son. Noidud Loi, now it says Beheba of. It doesn't mean on the fifth day of Av. The word the Beis should come out. If he had five new tzoin lemosha that were born in Chodesh Av, the hey be'el in five in Chodesh Av, the hey be'tishrei in five in Chodesh Tishrei. If you add it up, you got 15. It would seem to me you have to give Masa Behema. Says he more, no, ain't mitzdarfin. They're not mitzdarif. You know why they're not mitzdarif? Let's think about this for a moment. The five with of and the five in Elul, if I hold like Remeir, then these are two separate years, because Rish Chodesh El came in between. So this is the Yashan, these are the Chodesh, and they're not Mitztarif. Okay, but the five of El can be Mitztarif to Tishrei, because Rish Chodesh El is the new Rosh Hashanah. But that's according to Rameir. According to the Blazer of Shimon, they hold the Echad B'Tishrei is the new Rosh Hashanah. So the El ones and the Tishrei ones are not Mitztarif. Yeah, but you can be Mitztarif the Av and the El, but not according to Rameir. So says Ben Azai, I don't know what to do. Should we pass them like Rameir? Should we pass them like the Rosh Shimon? You know what? Since the El ones, I don't know whether I should mitzdarif to Av or mitzdarif to Tishrei. We're going to make a separate goyrin b'fnei atzman for all the Elulim. And that's why he said that you're going to be mitzdarif them separately. Zokti mora keitz another hey ba'av, hey ba'el, hey ba'tishrei, ain't mitzdarifin. What happens if you have five at the beginning of the year, 5 days into Yom Neiroim, into Aseres Meitshuva, you have five which were born? I made the same mistake. It's not Behei B'Tishrei. Hey B'Tishrei. Five were born in Chodesh Tishrei. Five were born 10 months later in Chodesh Av. 11 months later. Hari Eilu Mitzarfin. They are Mitzarf because it's the same year. L'chari, that's a Dover Pashut. What's the Chidush? So the Mepharshim explained that the Chiddush is that Solka Daita Chamina, since in between we have the Pros HaPesach on Rish Chodesh Nisan, and we have the Pros HaAtzeres 2 weeks before Shavuos, Nu Oy Bazoi, maybe that causes there to be this new Goyren might dictate that this is separate years. And therefore I cannot be mitzvah the hay of Tishrei and the hay of Av. And the answer is no. The Chachamim didn't go and change the Chodesh and Yashan halachas. They just gave you deadlines by which time you have to go and give your Meiser. But if you didn't, and you couldn't, because if you only had five in Tishrei, you didn't have 10 yet, so you have a new five in Av, fine. You give your Masa Behem at the end of the year in Av and El, after you get your 10 together. Hari Elu mitzvah. And Ben Azai is Machria, and he says, since I don't know, we'll go and do the Elulim b'fnei Atzma. Oz Reb Yumi Ramaisha b'shem Reb Shmuel bar Reb Yitzchak, shekein nechliku alea ovois hu oilam. I'm sorry, I misread that. Start again. The Gemara is now asking Akasha. Ben Azai Machria al Divrei Talmidav, meaning Ben Azai was an earlier generation than both Remeir and Reb Lazar Reb Shimon. And in fact, they may have been his Talmidim for some or more time. That being the case, we're going to talk about Rabbi Akiva shortly. But in the meantime, we're just referring to Remeir and Reb Lazar Reb Shimon. And the Gemara is saying that these happen to be juniors to Ben Azai. And it's strange that Ben Azai says, I don't know what to paskin over here. It would be better the other way around. That a mayor of Blazer Shimon say, I don't know how to paskin Ben Azai is not around. And Ben Azai was the great towering genius. So he's not here. Ben Azai is older than the two of them, than the older three of them. and he was a partial Rebbe for at least some of the time of these Talmidim, and that being the case, straight to the Gemara, he didn't know how to go and be Machriya. He's the Posek Adar, he's the Gadol Adar. He should be the one telling us what the Halach is, whether a Meir is right, or Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon is right. What's going on? So Timur also be with Ramayshim, Shem Reb Shmuel Reb Yitzchak, Shikin Nechlok Olea, Avaisu Oilam. That really this Machloikis, although became famous in the name of Ramey Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, really this is an old Machloikis between an earlier generation of Maninu, Avaisu Oilam, who are them, Tor Reb Yoyne Kumi Reb Yirmi Reb Yishmuel, Ve Reb Akiva. That's Reb Akiva that you just referred to a moment ago, Barry. Those already had this Machloikis. You have a very similar concept when it comes to Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam's Tefillin. The Velt asks, why don't we just go to Gniza and find out which tefillin were worn by Rashi's father or grandfather, or great-grandfather? We'll see whether Rashi's tefillin or Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. And the answer is because this machlokes of Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, this goes back many generations before. It only became famous in the times of Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, and this is Rashi's tefillin, Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. This already generations before they already had this machlokes, which is the correct order of the four parashiyos in the tefillin. Says Zimor, the same thing over here. This machlokes Rish Chodesh El and Rish Chodesh Tishrei, this goes back earlier to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, and perhaps even earlier than that. There's another Gemara that suggests that there was a Mesoira when Rosh Hashanah was from Maaseh Behemah, based on Hananiah, Mishael, Vazariah. And the machlokes is, what did Hananiah, Mishael, Vazariah say? Did they say Be'echad Be'el or Be'echad Be'Tishrei? So this question is already an old question. Therefore, then as I says, I don't know how to decide. It's not because of the juniors, the mayor of Lazar of Shimon. I can't decide between these great giants from Yishmael and Rebbe Kiva and even earlier generations. So, Timur, based on what we just learned now, I can add Zoy Semeres Ben Azai Chover the Talmud Haya to Rebbe Kiva. The Ben Azai, although initially Ben Azai was a Talmud of Rebbe Kiva, however, over the years Ben Azai became such a great Talmud Chacham, he became a peer of Rebbe Akiva. Our Gemara doesn't tell us, but the Gemara does say in Masechtas Ksubis on Daf Samach Gimel that in fact Ben Azai eventually became the son-in-law, the Edom of Rebbe Akiva. But that's not our Gemara. Our Gemara is just telling us that Ben Azai became a Talmud Chover. Talmud Chover means
Ben Azai, one of the Arba Shneichs of the party of Rebbe Akiva.
Correct. Ben Azai, Ben Zoyma, and Rebbe Akiva and Acher. Say good. So anyway, so the Gemara is telling us about Ben Azai that Chover Talmud Hoya, he was a Talmud Chover. So Gemara, if you were to tell me in Tema Rabbe is if in Tema Rabbe, if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Kiva was only his rabbi and not a Talmud Chover of Ben Azai, is Barnash Omer Rabbe Hoyu VeElu Omru Kach VeElu Omru Kach? Would you say about your Rebbe, these rabbis say this and these rabbis say this? What you should have instead is Ben Azai should have said, my Heiliger Rebbe, my Rabbeinu, my Rav said X, meaning Rebbe Kiva, and Rabbi Shmuel said Y, and so therefore I don't know how to decide. But to go and say Elu the Elu is kind of a little bit diminishing the stature of your Rebbe. So it must be that he held that he was on the same Madrega as Rebbe Kiva, a Talmud Chavar. The Gemara says the same thing once again from another story. Reb Oven b'shem Reb Shmuel bar Reb Yitzchak shama lo min hadah. He says, I'll bring you another raya that Ben Azai was on the same madrega as Rabbi Kiva, because Omele Ben Azai ala chalukin on a mitzdarifin, a mitzdarim, ala shabbos alach leik oleinu es hashovin. Our Gemara doesn't tell us what this is all about, but it's a Mishnah at the end of Masechtas Bava Basra, at the end of Yesh Noichlin, when we talk about Nachlois, and there's a Mishnah daf Kufnun Zayin, Kufnun Ches, that says that there are three Hilchos Yerusha. About the first two Hilchos Yerusha, there's a machloket between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. But on the third halach of Yerusha, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agreed to kach v'kach, whatever the halach is there in the Mishnah. And then Rabbi Kiva comes on the scene and he says, oh no, no, Rabbi Yisai, you should know even in the third halach, there's still a machloket between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And now Ben Azai says to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva, I don't understand you. Anytime we find a machloikis between the Rabbanon, we always have tsar. We'd prefer that there's no machlokes. El shabbos alach alenu is hashavid. In this third halacha, where all the other rabbanon hold that Baruch Hashem there is no machlokes, why do you have to create a machlokes? It's enough the first two instead of saying that all three. Says the Gemara, Zoy Semeres, from this dialogue we see that Ben Azi Chaver Talmud Hav, Ben Makiva. Why? Because if he wasn't a Talmud Chaver, just a Talmud, in Tamer Rabbe, is Barnash Omel Rabbe, El Shabbos Alach Lekolenu Es HaShavin, would you go and say to your Rebbe, Rebbe, you are creating disputes and dissent when all the other Chazal feel that there is Kuli Alma Moidi, that everybody is unanimous? That's not the way to address your Rebbe. You have to address your Rebbe in the third person. You would go and say, Ela Shebo Rabbeinu, Shebo Rav, Shebo Mar, Lach Lekolenu Es HaShavin. But to go and say, Shebo So, that you, that's not the way you speak. I remember when I was in Shiva as a young Talmud many years ago, that's the way we spoke to our Magid Shir. What did the Rebbe say? What did the Magid Shir say? What did the Rav say? We never said, what did you say? We always spoke in the third Lashon. We didn't even say, what did he say? We always said, what did the Rebbe say? What did the Magid Shir say? Etc. Okay, so bottom line is that Ben Azai must have really gotten very high in his learning, and therefore he got on the same madrega as Rabbi Kiva, and therefore he became known as a Talmud Chaver. I skipped one point back on the Amud Beis, and that is, we found in the Mishnah that the Tanakhama said that the second time we do B'Proiso Atzeres, B'Proiso Atzeres means 2 weeks before, or 15 days before Shavuos, and Ben Azi says B'Echad B'Sivan, and Reb Luz and Reb Shimon say B'Echad B'Sivan, and I promised you that I'd get back to it when we got to the Gemara, and then it slipped my mind. So I just want to throw in, why does he say Be'echad B'Sivan? Because from Pesach until Atzeres, there aren't that many animals that could possibly be born. After all, it's a very short period of time. And we're talking about B'Proisa Atzeres. So let's say from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until Proisa Atzeres, we're talking about, Proisa Atzeres is 35 days in the Omer, 15 days before Shavuos. Now add to that another 15, 16 days from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the first Sfira Sa'omer, which of course was last night. Today was the first Sfira. In fact, this blot is the first Sfira. So if you add that, so you get altogether 50 days, 51 days, etc. If you're going to go and use all of those animals and say, oh, from all these new animals, we're going to be able to go and be mafrish to Masa Behema, and then there'll be so many animals available for the Oyler Regolim, they're not going to be a whole lot of animals available. You know, until Pesach, from Price Sukkis, until Price Chagamatzois, until Pesach, he got 6 months. He got only 50 days. So therefore, there was a concern both on the part of Ben Azai and Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, that if you're going to have people give Masa Behema 2 weeks before the Yontif, they're not going to be enough animals available. And that's why they said, you know what, postpone Masa Behemoth till a week before in Rosh Chodesh Sivan. From that point on, now all of these animals are free from Tevel Midrabanan. They can all be sold, they can all be geshochten and consumed. Oh, as a result, there'll be a lot of behemoth still available before Yontif. Okay, on to New Gemara, Tamon Tanina. We're back now on Ches Amud Aleph. Only one other vart at the top of the Amud, we said Be'echad Be'el Rosh Hashanah Lamas V'Behema. Many of you are probably familiar with the fact that, especially in many of the Litvish yeshivas, and especially the Musar yeshivas, when it comes to Shchodesh Elul, they try to instill in everybody a tremendous awe and reverence for the holy days that are about to come upon us. They say B'Shem Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Rabbi Yisrael used to say that in Rosh Chodesh Elul, afilu the fish treitzelen zoch in vassel. When Rosh Chodesh Elul arrives, even the fish tremble and shake in the water. Alach is kama v'kama, we all have to go and tremble and shake when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Elul. So, in certain circles, they used to go and poo-poo this and say, Be'echad be'el, that's Rosh Hashanah l'masa behema. That's a masa behema. Come on, what are you pushing this? We got plenty of time. Da da da. The vort is true, but it's misquoted. because I saw many years ago either Noyim El Melech from the Rebbe Remeilich, or perhaps Kedushas Levi, that was from the Heilige Beditshuva, from the great Hasidic masters, that he says, Taka bi'echa bi'el is Rosh Hashanah l'masa v'hema. Somebody who waits to do tshuva until Rosh Chodesh Elul, that's a masa v'hema. You already have to start worrying about doing tshuva in Av, and in Tammuz, and in Sivan. A whole year you have to worry about doing tshuva. Don't wait until Echa Be'el. That's like waiting until the last moment. Yeah, you still got 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. But Rosh Hashanah is almost upon you. It's a masa v'hema to wait so long to go and do tshuva. Okay, back to our Gemara, middle of the Amud, Taman Tanina. We learned over there. Where is over there? It's a Mishnah at the end of Bechoyrois, because at the end of Bechoyrois they talk a lot about Masa Behem. It's Taman Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah, Kolan Elod, Mi Echad B'Tishrei, Ad Chof Tes Be'el, Hari Elu Mitztarfin, those that are born from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, until the very end of El, their Mitztarif, for the same year. This is obviously going according to the blood of Reb Shimon that hold Bi'echad B'Tishrei is the new year for Masa Behem. And what happens to Chamisha Lefnei Rosh Hashanah V'Hei L'Achar Rosh Hashanah? Ain't Mitztarif? Of course not. What about Hei Lefnei HaGoyin V'Hei L'Achar HaGoyin? Five are born before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and five are born after Chodesh Nisan, being that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is one of the three pros, the Chag HaMatzah is pros of Pesach. Five and five are Hei Mitztarif, they're Mitztarif. Because the Chacham only gave you a date certain upon which you're supposed to go and be mafresh Meiser Behema. But they didn't go and change the years. It still goes from Tishrei to Elul, or from Elul until Av, depending how you learn. Amar B'Yosef, Hado Emeris. From this we see that Meiser Behema, Loi also Oysa Loi Bechanat Loi Kichanat Loi Kisholish. We didn't go and say that Meiser Behema is the same thing as Chanota that you have by Peirois, and not shlish that you have by tvur. What does he mean to say? What is the din of Trumas and Maisris by Peirois and by tvur? What's the date on the calendar? Guess what? Tu Bishvat. When it comes to Peirois, we don't look whether the fruit has already ripened and you cut it from the tree, but rather Chanota. Chanota means the time that it blooms and blossoms. The leaf falls off from the tree, and instead of the leaf, now a peri is beginning to emerge, and you can see it and say, oh, I see the peri starting to grow. If that emergence took place before Chamisha Usu Bishvat, then that peri is from the prior year. If the Chanot only took place post Chamisha Usu Bishvat, that's the next year. So by the animals, we go after the later, when the animal was born. When the animal was born before Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, after Chodesh Tishrei. We don't look at the Chanota, we learn at the birth. Same thing as V'loi Kishlish. What means V'loi Kishlish? Because by Tvua, there the measure is if it's grown a third of its ultimate growth, then it becomes edible, even though it's not ripe. So this took place in 1 year, so then it's all to get together. In other words, before Chamisha Usu Bishvat, all those at a third of the growth are in that year. Anything with a third of the growth is post Chamisha Usu Bishvat is in the next year. Here by Masa Behem, it doesn't go after Chanot or after Shlish. In Teimar Kechanot, if you're going to tell me it's like Chanot, listen, Kol Hamu Borim Mi Echad B'Tishrei Ad Esra B'Tisha B'El. It shouldn't say Kol HaNoilodin, it should say Kol Hamu Borim, all of those that became pregnant between those periods. You don't go after pregnancy after blossoming and blooming, you go after the ultimate birth. In Teimer Kishlish, if you're going to tell me when it becomes ro'i to eat, when it's edible, listi kol ha'nelodim ad esra mishnayim bi elul, then it should go until the 22nd of elul instead of chof tes elul. Why should it go until the 22nd instead of chof tes? Because we leaned this morning in our parsha, shor oi chesiv oi eiz ki yivoleid. You have a brand new animal that's born. What do you do? I want to bring it for a carbon. You're not allowed to. For Yeshivas Yomim Tachas Imoy, 7 days it has to remain with its mommy. That being the case, if animals are born at the very end of Chodesh El, between 22 and 29, these are not ro'u yet to be brought for karbonos. And so therefore, says the Gemara, it's not like the case of the shlish, by the tvua that it's already edible, you can already use it, I can't use these animals. So if you're going to go after the concept or the approach of shlish, then the halacha should be only until the 22nd and not till the end of the year. Azizot, this man, the Omer, Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Shammai, b'shem Rabbi Bibi, Rabbi Chia, said, no, no, you're wrong. It is kishlish. Because also, Oisek, Rabbi Shimon, the Omer, Rabbi Shimon, m'chus is man, nichlas ladir lihis aseh. Rabbi Shimon holds that even though an animal in the first 7 days of its existence, you cannot bring for a carbon, that's called a m'chus is man, but you can be mitzarefit for purposes, meiser behemah. And it's not that this man, the Omer, is going according to Rabbi Shimon. This is Rabbi Shimon. Because remember, it's Rabbi Shimon that said on the second line at the top, Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Shimon, Oymer, B'echad, B'tishrei. Ah, that same Rabbi Shimon says, that Mechus is man, is nichmas ladir li es aser, so therefore I go all the way to Chof Tes Elul, and not just to Chof Beis Elul. Come Ramona im Rabbi Shammai. Ramona argues with Rabbi Shammai, and he says, Omalei, at Amris, Hado milza, not chodah milza. At amris hado milza. You just said that our mishnah or this halacha can go in accordance with Reb Shimon, and he holds it goes baser shlish because a mechus is man nichlas adir lis aser. It's not true. Why not? Because tamon tanina. Let's go back to our mishnah. Ben azay oimer haluliyim misaser li atzman, that the haluliyim you give meiser on their own. Lo yafilu noiler ad esra v'tisha v'el. L'choyer, that means even those that are born until the very end of El. And if that's the case, and you're telling me that the Mishnah can go baser shlish, but it goes in according to the Reb Shimon that holds mechus is man nichus ladir lis aser, islach meimar ben azay k'Reb Shimon v'lo k'Rabbanan, is ben azay going in accordance with Reb Shimon and rejecting the Rabbanan because the Rabbanan disagree and they hold that a mechus is man is not nichnas ledir lihis aser. So what do you have to say? Kamoti at Omar al derabbanan menich l'shon haba vein misasun im b'nei shnasa kin at Omar al d'ben azay menich l'goyin haba vein misasun im b'nei eluliyim. What the Gemara is saying is that even though we said that you can go and give meiser from Rish Chodesh Tishrei until Chav Tes Elul, but those that are born in the final 7 or 8 days of Elul, if you hold like the Rabbanan and not like Reb Shimon, you cannot give the Meiser yet, but you'll give the Meiser in Tishrei. So you're giving during Chodesh Tishrei, or for that matter, in Cheshvan or Kislev. Whenever you give it, you'll be giving for the prior year on the behemoths of the prior year, all those behemoths that were born up till and including Chav Tes Elul. All the animals that were born until Chav Beis Elul, you can still effect Maisa Behema during that calendar year. Wait a week until the end of Elul and give Maisa at that time. According to Reb Shimon, even those that are born on Chav Tes, you can go and give Maisa on Chav Tes. But according to the Rabbanan, those that are born from Chav Beis to Chav Tes, you'll give it on Tzom Gedalia. You'll do it on the 5th day of Tishrei. You'll do it later, but it all still relates to the year starting from Rish Chodesh Tishrei through Chav Tes El. Now we go from Mas Behema, we turn to Bechor for a moment, and we say, Yom Shebechor M'chus is man, behen oilin loy letoich shenosai. What does this mean? We're going to learn in Yetche Besechtes Bechoyrois that when the Balabus gets a Bechor born into his flock, he has to give it to the Kohen. And the Kohen is supposed to bring it as a carbon within 1 year. When do you measure the 1 year? From the birthday, the day the animal is born, or only from the 8th day? Because the 8th day, that's when the animal is roy to be brought for a carbon. Says the Gemara, I'll bring you a raya that we count the first year from the birthday, not from the 8th day. How do I know? Omer Mona, Omer Bioina, Abba Shem Olam and Hadof, in the following pasuk: Kol haBechor asher yivoleh b'Korach v'tzoincha zochar. Taktish l'Hashem alikechen. The taktish means you have to be makdish it. You have to consecrate it. Frey Tamora Ketzer, I have to consecrate it. All bechoyers are automatically kutishasoi meirechem. They're kodosh from rechem, from their initial womb. So what does it mean, taktish? It means to say, mishas leidate ata moina lo yishana, that kol bechor asher yivoleh, from the moment of the leida, taktish, then I start counting the annual year, the period of the year in which the Kohen has to bring the carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. And with this, we finish the first Mishnah and the Gemara. We start on the new Mishnah. And the Mishnah really is just a continuation of the previous Mishnah, that we do the three Trumos HaLishka, B'Preis HaPesach, Preis HaTzeres, Preis HaChag. What does that mean, Trumos HaLishka? It means the Gizbarim went into, let's start back. On the first day of Adar, they started announcing, Rabbi say, everybody donate your Machzis HaShekel. All the Machzis HaShekels were collected, and they were put into a Lishka, in a special room, a special office. And then three times a year, the Gizbarim went into that office, and they took some of the money and stuffed them into three kupois, three boxes. How large is each box? Says the Mishnah, three so'a each. The sholish kubay, sholish, sholish, so'in, terminus alishka. So three times a year, three boxes, three so'a. Because of Alein, on the three boxes it was written, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, it was written Alpha, Beta, Gamma. Or in today's English, we would say ABC instead of Aleph, Beis, Gimel, ABC. What's the reason for that? Say the Mefarshim, because it says in the Pasuk, Yaft Elikim Li Yafes, the Yishkoin Bi Ahole Shem. The Yafefia of Yafes, meaning of Yavon, Yaft Elikim Li Yafes, Yavon, which came from Yafes, the Greek language. That is their Yefefia. That's Yishkoin Ba'alei Shem. That's going to go and live in the Beis HaMikdash by using the alphabet Agam. Now, we want to avoid any possibility of a perception of impropriety. So what do? We make sure that the Gizborim that go in, Eina Torim Nichnas, Loi Bepargit Chofes, those people that are going to be Torim Lelishka and stuff the Machz Shekel into the boxes, they should not wear cuffs on the bottom of their pants or a hem on the bottom of their togas, so they don't, people shouldn't say, oh, they stuck some coins there in the cuff. They shouldn't wear shoes and they shouldn't wear sandalim. You're all thinking to yourselves, you're not supposed to wear a sandal or a minnal anyway on the entire Harabayis. So it's Tiferes Yisrael says Taka Emes, but he means to say is even permissible footwear, like putting on socks. The Tormim from the Lishka did not wear socks. They didn't wear Crocs. The people shouldn't say they're hiding coins here, there, or somewhere. V'loi b'tfilin v'loi b'kameya. They shouldn't even wear tefillin or a kameya, an amulet. Why? The people shouldn't say that they stuffed them with coins. Shemiyei oni v'yoymru me'oven alishka hedni. What happens if a few months later one of the Gizbarim, Nebuch, declares bankruptcy? They'll say, you know why? Because he stole money from the Lishka. Maybe he's going to come rich. Oh, this guy was an oni ve'evyon. Ever since he became a gizbar, now he became rich. Person has to go and eliminate any perception of impropriety. Therefore, make sure that your gizbarim are appropriately attired, that people shouldn't think that they stole or hid some of the coins. Now, says Agamar, we learned at the beginning of the Mishnah that each one of the kupois was three so'in. Says Agamar, Tamon Tanina, in Mesech the Shabbos we learned, in the beginning of Perek Mefanin, the Mefan Nafil Adamut V'chomish kupois. What happens if you have a lot of guests that came for Shabbos or for Yontif, and you have to make room for them? So you have these large boxes which are there in the Bismedish or whatever, and you want to put them aside. Or you want to bring in boxes to give them a place to sit. So you're allowed to be mefana, you're allowed to go move around four or five boxes, no problem. Even though normally that would be a tirch yaseira. It would be aser on Shabbos, but for the mitzvah nosas orchem, for a dvar mitzvah, it's mutter to be mefana. So now the question is, Reb Zeira Sholes, Reb Yoshia, kamahu shiur and shlo kupes, how big are the kupes that we're talking about? Amalai nilmoit sasim and amafuresh. Let's go learn from our Mishnah and from the following Brice and the Sanya. B'sholish kupay shol sholish sholish soin. Shein tisha soin. If you multiply 3 times 3, it's 9 soin. Shein eser v'sheva soin. 3 times a year, 3 times 9 is 27. Tormenis alishka, because of Alein, we wrote of them, Aleph, Beis, Gimel. Nei makos of Alein, Aleph, Beis, Gimel. What's that? It's Aleph, Beis, Gimel, or Alpha, Beta, Gamma. Loimar, mistapik, men, harishoin. Harishoin, akoidim, lishnia. Umenishnia, akoidim, lishlishis. That first go and use the matbeis from the first box, then go to the second box, and then go to the third box. We're going to learn more about that tomorrow, Mi'at Hashem, on the Amud Beis. Tamad Tadinan. Okay, so we stop over here. The point is, back in Masechta Shabbos, we asked how large are the boxes. We can learn Sasam and Mefurash. There in the Mishnah in Shabbos it doesn't say, but here it does say that each one of the kupais is three sa'im. So therefore you can be mafana there, four or five kupais, each one that have a volume of three sa'. If you're wondering how large is three sa', so you all recall that a sa' has in it six kavin. A sa' has six kavin. Every kav has in it four loigin or four lugin, and every loig has in it six bayim. So you start off with your sa'ah. You have in each sa'ah six kavin. Every kav has four lugin. So 6 times 4 is 24. And every loig in turn has six bayim. 6 times 24 gets you to 144 bayim in one sa'ah. Here we're talking about three sa'ah. So 3 times 144 gets you to 432 bayim. 432 eggs. How much is 432 eggs? Well, let's divide that by 12. How many dozen eggs do you have in 432? So 12 times 30 would get you to 360. Yeah, but I have more. I have 432. I have another 72 eggs. 12 into 72 gets us to 6. So we're talking about 36 dozen eggs. You have to have a very large box to be able to fit in 36 dozen eggs. That's the size of each one of these three kupais. Both for Hilchais Trumas Halishka and for Hilchais Mefanin on Shabbos. Good.
What for the Mishnah in Shabbos that you're allowed to clear up kach v'kach sois during Shabbos? How does this relate to the Mishnah in Shabbos?
The Mishnah in Shabbos says that if you have guests coming and you have to make room, then you can become a mafana kupais. Kupais are boxes. Now, I don't know how large the box is. Maybe it's as large as a shoebox. Very small box. How do I know what the volume is? Says the Gemara, we're going to learn sasim and a mafurish. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who put together all the Mishnayos, in Masechta the Shabbos, he didn't tell us what the size of the kupa is. But here he does define the size of the kupa, that the size of the kupa is three sa'. So we will assume that the same halach applies in Masechta the Shabbos, that the size of the kupa is uniform throughout Shas, unless we know otherwise. And there too, the kupa was three sa'in each. Okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Now, since we started talking about learning Sasam and Furish, the Gemara is going to go off now on a tangent, and we're going to talk about Hilchos Pesach, among other things. Can you imagine? Tamantanina, we learned over there in Masechta Shabbos, Hamoitzi Yayin, Kedei Mezika Sakais. When you, Chas V'Shalom, a person is over on being Moitzi Meshus L'Reshus on Shabbos, every food has a different shiur, and it's based on the Chashivus. Generally, when it comes to an ochel, something that you eat, a salad, usually the shear is a shear ki groigris. However, when it comes to mashka, it could be a different shiurim. And therefore it tells us, Amoitzi Yayin, if you're carrying wine on Shabbos from Rishus and Rishus, the shear is kedei mezikas akos. Kedei mezikas akos means we're assuming that you are being moitzi undiluted wine. In the times of Chazal, to dilute the wine, you took one part wine and three parts water. And so therefore, the Kedei Mezigas Akos is a roiva revius, the quarter of a revius of wine. And the Gemara now tells us, the Mishnah there says, Moitzi Yayin Kedei Mezigas Akos. Again, Reb Zeira Sholos Reb Yoshia, just like we had here, Reb Zeira asked Reb Yoshia, Kamishinu Sholkos, what means Kedei Mezigas Akos? Amalei, no Metzavos Manam Aforish. The Tani Rabchia learned the Gabi the Arba Koisois. Oh, the four Koises that we drink on Seder night. Raboisai, this stuff that we're learning now was the blot of the second day of Pesach. The day, of course, begins the night before. We could have, should have, would have learned this blot last night before the Seder to tell us the halach of Arba Kois. Can you imagine? This is not just a coincidence. The Rabbeinu Shalom wanted us to learn about the Arba Koises on Yontif, the day that you have this halach of the Arba Koises. What does it say? Arba Koises Yomru. Yeshen Revi Shel Yain B'Talki. The shear of that kos is a revius of Italian wine, that you start off with a roiva revius, a quarter revius, you add three parts of water, and now you have a full amount of revius. So therefore the Gemara says, just like over there in Mesechtes Psachim, when it tells us the arba koisis, the shear, that to go and make a revius, same thing for Zaytzoh and Shabbos, if you're using undiluted wine, it's kedei mezigas akos. So we learn one kos from the other kos, just like we learned one kupa from the other kupa a moment ago. That it says in the Mishnah, this din of the mezigas akos, of that's the shear of Haitzah, this happens to be the shear of Rabbi Yehuda, the Tani. We learned in a braisa. When it comes to mayim, if you want to go and carry water outside in the street on Shabbos, what's the shear? Kedei gemia, the amount that you drink, one swallow. Rabbi Yudayim kedei losha ben esakilar, the amount of water that you can use to go and make a paste to go and smear as an eye ointment. Women have eye ointments called kilar. I assume it's in a powder form. The amount of water that you need to add to that powder to go and make a paste or a shmirach, say an ointment, that's the amount of water. Yain, what's the shear? Yain kedei gemia, the amount that you swallow at one time. Rebuta oimenel kedei mezika sakos. Oh, so I have rebutas kedei mezika sakos. That's the Tana of the earlier Mishnah that we brought a moment ago that says that what's the shear of the koisois, the hamoitzi yain kedei mezika sakos. So that's rebuta. Now, until now we spoke about undiluted wine. Now let's talk about diluted wine. Mozi bekam. What's the halacha by diluted wine? The shmeinim min hadar. We're going to learn the same brisa over again, word for word. Mayim is kedei gemia. If you're going and being moitzi mayim on Shabbos, the shear is kedei gemia, the amount that you swallow at one time. Rabbi Yehuda oimer kedei losha ben esakila, the amount that you need to go for the eye ointment. Yain kedei gemia, the amount that you drink at one time. Rabbi Yehuda oimer no kedei mezika sakos. Ah. So by undiluted wine, the amount is the amount that you would need to go and dilute with water to make a revius, which means that the shear of undiluted wine is a quarter of a revius, because you mix it with three parts water. Hadomra, that tells you, mazuk, wine which is already diluted, is kedei mezigas akos. That's the shear of the mezigas akos, meaning the shear of a full revius. Kama shiurin shel kos, tell me, I want to buy a kos in the marketplace. What's the size of the kos for revius? Rebavan Omar, titarton or revia. In that local place where Rebavan lived, there was a famous measure called a titarton. He said, take that titarton, add a quarter to it, and that's the shear of a revius for purposes of the koisois as well as for purposes of carrying on Shabbos. What happens? You don't want to take time and drink the four koises separately. You want to do it, right? People come in, let's do it. You want to drink all four koises, one after the other. One, two, three, four. Is that permissible? Then we learned this Gemara at the end of Masechtas Pesachim, and there the Gemara says you cannot be Yotze, you have to go and do a Derech Cherus, and you have to go and split it up, like we do at the Seder night. However, the Yerushalmi disagrees. Mida Omer Emana Omer B'Yoisi, Halalim Shoma B'Sekenas, is Yotze. What happens if you went to a shul where they do say halal, and you listen to every word of the shliach tzibur, and you were mechaven, so now you're yoitze, and you do not have to repeat halal at the seder, according to Ramana Amr Abyoisi. Ah, if you're not going to repeat halal at the seder, what are you going to do between benching, that's the third kos, the kosho bracha, and the fourth kos? As we know, shulchan orech, borech, or beirach, halal, nirtze. There's no halal to say between third and fourth, because you already yoitze in shul. So what are you going to do? So after the third kos, you're going to drink immediately the fourth kos. Oh, hada amra. You see from that, if you drink one kos, one after the other, you're yoitze. Again, we don't pass in that way, but as we state in Yerushalm. Mal lishtoizim bepiskan. Can you go, instead of drinking it all, each kos, all at one time, can you drink it by sipping it? The benefit of sipping it is that you shouldn't become shikr. Is that permissible? Says Igmari, yes, that is permissible. Because klum omru sheyishta. They said that you should go and drink the arba koises. They didn't say lo kedei sheyishta for lo sheyishtake. They didn't say anything about that you should become shikr. If you sip it and drink it slowly, he won't become shikr. So that's a good way of doing it. If you're worried about becoming shikr, sip it slowly instead of drinking it all at once, and that sudden onrush of the wine will cause you to become a little bit shikr. What about ma'alotis b'yayin shel shviyas? Can you go and use wine in the shmita year? Now we know that shmita products after the biur, the zman biur, means kol lechayim min hasoda kalei lebehemtucha min habayis. That from that point on, you're no longer allowed to store wine. You're not allowed to keep it for yourself. You have to leave it out. Machloik is exactly what biur means. Pasha means you go and have to put it outside and, like bir chametz, take it out of your rishus, and you're not allowed to have a noah from it anymore. If you can't have a noah, can you use yayin shel shmita in the shmita year for the arba koises? It's tanya rav Oishe, yes, yoytim yayin shel shviyas. Why? After all, it's asa banah. And the obvious answer says, ataklin chadatin, because mitzvahs lav lehenois nitnu. You're not having a noah from the wine, it's a mitzvah. So therefore, it's permissible to use. Ma'alot is bekunditin. Can you go and use kunditin wine? Kunditin wine means spiced wine. Wine that had in it spices, as well as dvash, as honey. We had this kunditin already yesterday in the Gemara. Says Yimon Meretoni, bar kapara kunditin ki yayin. Since bar kapara learned in a braisa, kunditin is the same status like yayin, says taklin chadatin, l'chol mili, for all purposes. Hada omra yoytin be yayin kunditin. You can use yayin kunditin as part of your yayin for the arba koises. Ma'olot is b'yayin mezugin. Can go and use yayin which was mazig, which was diluted. Says Yimon Tani Rabchia, arba koises she'omra yoytin ben ben chayin ben mezugin, u'bavad shehei ben tam u'mari yayin. Oh, we see very clearly that you can use both chayin, means undiluted wine, and mezugin, and diluted wine. But it has two requirements. Requirement number one is bavachi hei ben tam, that you should feel the tam yayin. Taklin Chadatin says that this is addressed to chayin. If you're drinking port wine, wine which is totally undiluted, sometimes it's such a strong wine, you don't even feel the tam yayin. It feels almost like maror. Think of those of you that still have the custom to use the kedem raspberry syrup, and you mix it with water or with seltzer. That's what this wine tastes like. It's like drinking syrup. It's very hard to appreciate the tam yayin. So if you feel the tam yayin, it's good. If you don't feel the tam yayin, even though it's yayin, no good. Mari yayin means, on the other hand, respectively, the gav the mezugin, that if you were moisig it so much that no longer looks like red wine, it just looks like grape-colored water, you're not yoytz. What do you see that has to be red wine? On Rabbi Yirmiyah, mitzalot is behind odom dafka, red wine, shem, it says, the pasuk al-teri yayin ki yisadam, ki yitim mikoyis enoi. This is a pasuk in Mishlei, and this is really an admonition. This is good advice being given to people, and we're telling people, al-teri yayin, don't look too closely at the wine, ki yisadam, when it looks like nice and red wine, because ki yitim mikoyis enoi, if you're going to look at the wine, you're going to start drinking too much, and you're going to become shikr, and you're going to become addicted. So it's not a good idea to fall in love with red wine. Anyway, we see from this that wine is synonymous with red wine. So that's why the chetchili, you should get red wine at the seder. Tani mevushel kimet tubo. This is a common issue today, because many of our wines today are yayin mevushel. So can you use yayin mevushel? Does it have to be yayin she'ena mevushel? Says our Gemara, it has the same thing kimet tubal, like wine that is spiced, like the kunditin wine that we said before. So freit yimar ma'alot is be yayin mevushel. Can you use yayin mevushel? Now lechora, we just said now, tani mevushel kimet tubal. So the Taklin Chadatin says that mevushel kimet tubal in this price is referring to using nisach hayayin from yayin which is mevushel. And there, the halacha is negative. Just like you cannot use spiced wine for purposes of the yayin that you're menasech, menchosem and eskeim, kimdubar chatziahin, yelapar, shlishahin, revihahin, like we're going to lay in all of these days now, menchosem and eskeim. So that nisachem, niske yayin, betubal is no good, and mevushel is no good. What about ma'alotis b'yayin mevushel for the Seder night for the four koises? On Rabbi Yoyne, yes, yoytzen b'yayin mevushel, you can be yoytze. So when you have yayin mevushel, no shayla, you can go and use it. Now, the Gemara is going to tell us Rabbi Yoyne had a personal stake in this halacha. Rabbi Yoyne letame, Trebioine kad havishosi arba kasi lepischa. If he drank yain which was not mevushel, it was so potent, havet chazik reisha, he had a headache ad chaga, until sukkis. In other words, he felt the negative effects of the wine 6 months later until sukkis. And therefore he was makbid always to go and take yain mevushel, which presumably caused the intoxication to be tempered, and it wouldn't have that same effect on his body, on his mind, etc. The Gemara says, Chamite choda matronisa apoy nehirin. This story, Pashit, is going again about this Rabbi Yoina, that a matronisa saw Rabbi Yoina, that his face was lit up. Apoy nehirin. Was all lit up. The word chamite is from the kol chamira v'chamia, the chazite, the loy chazite, the chamite, the loy chamite. Chamite means to see. There's another girsa, by the way, that we're not referring to Rabbi Yoina, we're referring to Rabbi Yudim Rabbi Loi, because the identical Gemara is brought in Brachis and Daf Nun Hey, and there it says Rabbi Yudim Rabbi Loi. So what does it say over there? That this matronisa, this goyisha aristocratic Roman lady, she saw that the face of either Rabbi Yoina or Rabbi Yudim Rabbi Loi, that the face was radiant. Apoy nehirin. Omrash, she said, Saba Saba, you sage, you sage. One of these strings applies to you. You are a shtickle shikr, you're a little high. That's why your face is so radiant. Or maybe because you have an easy lifestyle. You don't have to work hard for your money because you lend out your money, baribis, and therefore your money works for you and you don't have to work for the money. Or you're megadol chaziriyat, or you're megadol chazerim. And a megadol chazerim, apparently that's easy. Chazerim, as we know, eat everything, and therefore you don't have to feed them. They grow on their own, so it's an easy parnasa, and that's why your face is radiant. It doesn't have wrinkles, it doesn't have creases. It's all smiles, it radiates. Amalei, so he responded back to this matronisa, tipach rucha dahi itza. The ruach of this woman should go and, move on. In other words, what you're saying is absolute nonsense. I don't have any of these three. I don't have number one because I try to stay away from wine, because every time I drink wine, I get a headache for 6 months. So that cannot be. And I'm not a malva baribis because that's an issa in the Torah. I can't go be megadol chazerim, that's an issa drabanan. So I don't have any of these. See, wondering why is my face so radiant? Because I learned Torah. If you learn a lot of Torah, your face radiates. Rabavo osi leTveria. Rabavo came to Tveria. Chamune talmidoi de Rabbi Yochanan. The talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan saw Rabavo, and they saw apoy, that Rabavo's face nohoirin, that it was shining. Amrin talmidim de Rabbi Yochanan. The talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan said to their Rebbe, to Rabbi Yochanan, Ashkach Raboi Sima. Rabavo must have found some sort of treasure, that his face is radiating and is so shining. So Oslo Gabes, Rabbi Yochanan visited Rabavo. Omalei, my oiraisa chadata shamas. Did you hear a psapsanushtikal toira? Omalei toisefta atika. I found an alta braisa, like an old ksav yad, which I never heard of before. And when I heard this, oh, it's beautiful. I can't tell you how happy I am. Karalei, so Rabbi Yochanan said about him, that's the pshat in Rebavo, Chachmas Odom Torah Panav. When he found this lost manuscript, this lost Tosefta, this lost Braisa that he had never heard before, now I understand why his face is all lit up. I remember in the same Bechina, my grandfather, Zuchan Avrocha, Bechir Rosenblatt, Zuchan Avrocha, was an Alexander Chosid. And the two famous Alexander Rebbes before the war was the Yismach Yisrael and the Tveres Shmuel, known by the Chassidim as the Tveres Shmuel. Each one, the Yismach Yisrael and Tveres Shmuel, are two svarim, two volumes each. And my grandfather from before the war still had a two-volume Yismach Yisrael, but he only had left from before the war one volume of Tveres Shmuel, and it had not been published already for 10, 20, 30 years. So I remember when today's Alexander Rebbe's father published the first set of Tveres Shmuel after the war. This goes back twice, close to 50 years ago, 45 years ago. But that was the first time that they published it after the war. And the Alexander Rebbe called me up that I should go and pick up a set and bring it to my grandfather. So I took it home and I brought it to my Zaidi. And I remember my Zaidi, when he heard, wow, he hadn't had a second volume of Tefillah Shmuel in so many years. The first thing was he went and washed his hands, Netilas Yadoyim, because he's going to touch the Kodesh. And he sat down and he took them in his hands. The Cherdas HaKodesh, the awe and the reverence and respect that he had, finally I got my second volume of Tefillah Shmuel after so many years that I hadn't had the opportunity to go and look in and see the beautiful Torah from his Rebbe. So here too, in the same Bechina, I mean, I'm not comparing my grandfather to Rebbe Avo, but it's the same Bechina that Rebbe Avo found this old Tosefta, which he was not Motzui, and he had such a tremendous Simcha. Look at the Taklan Charet in four lines from the bottom. Tosefta Atika, Yishona, and Alta Tosefta, Veina Metzuya. You couldn't find it. You went into all the Sfarim stores. There was no, this Tosefta didn't exist. And I found it, Vesamach Alei, I finally found it in the Lower East Side on the top shelf, in back of three other Ksavim. Oh, he was so happy. Kimoitze Hain Rav, as if he found Taka treasure. Ki Ksiv Kol Chafetim Lo Yishvuba. All the Cheftzei Oretz, all the wonderful possessions that you can get on this land, on this world, the Yishvuba don't compare in value to one lost Tosefta. So that's why he was so happy. Chachmas Odom Torah Panav. And with this, we'll conclude today's shir. Mirchem to be continued tomorrow. Unless anybody has any questions. Hearing none, Mirchem 9:15 tomorrow promptly. We'll continue on next block. Yes, Brother Shai.
Yes, so just to go back, just in terms of the, let's see, where we discussed the whether it was Kusser's Mon is an issue or not in terms of the counting for the Meiser. And Remeir asks the Shaila, let me find it. Romana, it was Romana.
Yes.
So counting. So what's so they asked the question whether I guess Ben Azai would hold like Das Yachid, like Reb Shimon, is that, could you just go over that again? I was a little bit unclear what the
Sure. We had in the Mishnah Masechtas Bechayreis, that any animal which is born from the first day of Tishrei through the 29th day of Elul, they're all mitzaref to one Goyden for purposes, to one Shana for purposes of giving Maaser Behema. The Gemara on the Havamina assumed that we're talking and that we're going to be able to go and be mafrish the Maaser Behema even on Chof Tes El, the final day of the year. And what will be able to mafrish on any and all animals that were born throughout the year, even animals that were born that day on Chof Tes El, or that were born a day before or 2 days before. Says Gemara, how can you possibly do that? Any animals that were just born in the last few days before Chof Tes Elul, they're not ro'oi to be brought for a carbon. So in the sense they're not edible. I mean, they're edible as chulin, but not as a carbon. And that's why the Gemara is saying it's not like the shlish, like the tvua, that when it becomes edible, that's the determining time of whether it's from the old year or from the new year. We don't say that by the animals, because by the animals, even though it's not edible yet, we're able to go and give maaser from those animals. Frank Timora, does that go according to Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon is the one that holds that Mechusar's man is nichnas lodir lihis aser. Even though you cannot possibly eat them, in other words, you can't bring them for karbonos, so you can't bring them for karbonos. But you can still add them to the equation to add up how many animals you have to go and give for maaser. Says the Gemara, no, you have no raya whatsoever. It could be we're going according to Rabban and not according to Reb Shimon. We don't want Ben Azai to become a Das Yochid. So Ibazai, but didn't he say that you can go and give from all the animals from the beginning of the year, or in the case of Ben Azai, from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh El, through the end of El, that entire period of time, Eluliyim Ma'aser B'fnei Atzman. So then, by definition, I have to go and be Ma'aser, those that were born in Chav Beis, in Chav Gimel, in Chav Dalet, in Chav Hei, even though you didn't have a full week yet of their existence. Says the Gemara, no. It doesn't say that you give the Ma'aser, that you mafrish the Ma'aser in Elul. You take the whole month of Elul, and you mafrish the Ma'aser, even subsequently. So those that were born the last few days of El, let's assume you had 10, 20 animals born between Chav Beis and Chav Tes, don't hold like Reb Shimon and go and be mafresh the Meiser in El. have patience, wait until the 7th, 8th day of Tishrei, and now you take all of those animals that were born at the very end of Elul, and you'll be mafresh them. You can't be mitzarev them to new animals that were born in Tishrei, but they're all mitzarev to the Elulim that were born in Elul. You just won't be mafresh and designate number 2, Asiria, number 10, Asiria Kodesh in Elul. You'll be do that hafrasha on the 8th day of Tishrei, or for that matter, after Sukkot, or for that matter, 3 weeks later. In other words, you got plenty of time. Just make sure that all the Elulim are together in one pen. Whenever you're ready, you'll go and give Maisa from Olaf. Good? Brucham
to you. I had another question also, just because we had the other day, that when you're you collect your prutos to get a salah, so we said, yeah, for the Maschal Shekel, we also said, just like you have for your Korban Chatas, you could collect a salah, you could have a Chatas come from a salah, or it could come from 2 salayim, or 3 salayim.
Whatever.
So, right, so we said that it was different than the Maschal Shekel.
Right.
So can we learn out from there the value of what a shekel is? Because we could say today, a sheep, right, a Chatas came from a sheep. A sheep today is $100, and we can say the minimum. I mean, I don't know. We have to check with the farmers what a sheep goes for. But
right.
If a sheep goes for $100,
mm-hmm.
and you say that could be the minimum, that's a saw, a sella,
okay.
Yes,
okay.
That's a sella, and a sella is two shekelim, right?
Correct.
You could say then you could say a shekel, obviously the shekel then would be, I'm wondering if this is a way to determine how to figure out contemporarily what the value of a shekel is, that it'd be $50 possibly. They have to look at the value of a sheep today and then say it has to be, what, 1 year?
You're trying to extrapolate the value in dollars and cents of a machzeh shekel based on what the value of a chatas is. Correct?
Correct.
Good.
Correct.
The Mishnah tells us that the two really are not parallels, since this yesh la kitzvah and this is ein la kitzvah. In terms of the machzeh shekel, as we learned in the Mishnah, you always go based on what the currency is at that time. Whatever that is, you take a half of that, as long as that is not worth less than the original machzeh shekel of the Midbar. How much do you need, whether you can just take a half a dollar? The assumption is that half a dollar is sufficient. And after all, we give every year the Zecher L'Machzeh Shekel, it's not the real Machzeh Shekel, Zecher L'Machzeh Shekel, and that we always give half dollars. Nobody starts figuring out, well, maybe half dollar is not worth the Machzeh Shekel. The assumption is that for our purposes, it has the same thing, just like a half a dar coin or a half a sella, like we had in the Mishnah. When it comes to an animal, the price fluctuates from day to day to day. And therefore, you put away as much money you needed for your kizba or seira for the chatas. One day it's $100. So therefore, I collected $100. I go together with $100 to my favorite behemoth store to go and buy my behemoth. And he tells me, oh, you didn't hear? We have a clearance sale. We're trying to clear them all off of the shelves. And therefore, you can get the animal for $80, for $90. So I have now that extra money. Since I have that extra money, that now is what the Mishnah was talking about. What do I do with that moiser?
Yeah, a minimum. The rabbi didn't accept less than whatever the value.
That was by the machzeh shekel. The minimum was because the ongoing currency at that time was the 50-cent piece, or the machzeh shekel. That was, it's as if today in America, the dollar is not the currency, it's the 50-cent piece is the currency. So they wanted to give 50%. Of the 50%, they only wanted to give a quarter. And the Chum said, no, you can't do that. Because the minimum has to be a machzis of that larger shekel of the dollar and give the 50%. You can't go and give 50 of the 50 and give less than the machzis shekel. But that's, of course, that's the kitzvah. But Gabi Chatos, in each generation, in each year, and each from day to day and from minute to minute, the prices can fluctuate from 100 to 200 to 500. Besides the fact that you can go and bring what the Gemara calls a chatas shmeina, or you can bring a chatas kachusha. You come into the store, and he looks at all the different kvasim and izim. Some go from 100 and 150 and 200 and 250. You know, it's whatever you decide that you want to go and bring for your car.
But at least you can say that a sella which was the sort of, that was the minimum. They said your chadas could be a selah, so you could say at least a selah would be maybe a kusha. So you could say today the value today of a selah is the value of a thin sheep. You could anyway if you.
I hear you trying to make a correlation. I don't think. I mean, it's a very nice idea, but I don't think lemaisa that it works. Okay, Rabbi Isai. So have a great evening. I'm sorry?
Only if Barry's going to make it to be able to go out of quarantine.
Yep.
No. Okay.
9:15 in Mitchum tomorrow morning, Rabbi Isai. Have a wonderful evening. Zagi Ben Shai, getting
my. Oh, good morning.
Good morning to you.